this all happens at random, and it's a lot of fun. So let's go ahead and introduce our guest this week. My guest is Ricky Robertson. Say hello, Ricky.
Hey, David. It's nice to be here with you tonight.
Thanks for joining us. Now, what we need to do is first of all decide what kind of medium we're going to be going with. It's going to be, a book trilogy, it's going to be a movie, or is it going to be a game? I think we're going to actually choose between movie and game because all we have is a coin. I don't have a die to roll tonight, so let's flip the coin and heads for game, tails for movie. And we've managed to land on game for a third week in a row. The topic for this week is pizza, so we need to make a game about pizza. Ricky, who do you think the main character of this pizza game will be? Is it a pizza, or would it be potentially a pizza owner? And by pizza owner, I mean pizzeria manager. What do you think?
I think probably like a pizza maker, somebody who's making the pizza.
That sounds good. So we have a pizza maker, man or woman. I think the player should be able to decide. I think any male or female, you can make a pizza.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, sounds like probably a good choice to go with.
So we have a unisex pizzeria manager, and I don't know. I'm feeling a large scale adventure. Your pizza can go around the world. You got pizza in Italy. You have pizza in America. You got Chicago style pizza. There's plenty of pizzas to explore, and I think our pizzeria manager should be experienced in all of them.
Yeah, why don't we make him like a traveling pizza man? He carries around a cart and makes out pizzas out of his cart.
So the pizza cart. Unisex pizza cart pizzeria manager. That sounds like an attractive game title right there. What kind of gameplay would be involved with this? The pizzeria pizza cart pizzeria manager one there.
Well, living with a cart is going to be pretty tough. Trying to make pizzas and living with a cart. So I'm going to be running around a little bit, wheeling your cart from here to there, and trying to get people to come to your cart and buy some pizzas.
So that's essentially, it's like a pseudo racing game, pseudo like cooking mama, cooking golf game. So, this would be great. So, in the same vein of like Wacky Racers, throwback to like old cartoons, you have this pizza cart that you have to rush from A to B. And let's say it's like, I'm versing Lou from Lou Malnati's from Chicago, and we got a race from Chicago to New York, and we have to make all these pizzas, and before we get to New York, where our next pizza opponent would be, we have to come up with the best pizza, and you have to cook it on your cart while you're racing.
That sounds like a lot of fun. You're moving around real quickly, trying to avoid pedestrians or whatever, and trying to cook a pizza at the same time.
Now, how would they go about cooking the pizza? Would they put it run on, like, you have to be going fast? Your pizza cart needs to be really revving its engine, so the tires will be a burning in order for the pizza to cook.
Maybe it's like a manual thing. You've got to be pushing your car to keep the engines going, turning the fire up, racing speed.
So speed drives the pizza. I like the idea of facing off against like local like pizza bots. That was a terrible pun, but like a pizza, like the pizza master of the towns. You got like Chicago, you got New York, and you got like thin crust and thick crust, not respectively the other way around there. You got like home. I think the box should obviously be in Italy. You're like the final, the end name leads the unisex pizza maker, pizza cart pusher to Italy.
Yeah, the final box definitely needs to be like the maestro, master pizza maker, somewhere in Italy. Maybe a nice little Tuscany escape. So in this place, we got to figure out this boss battle because this has got to be pretty epic. You've made a lot of pizzas already throughout this entire game, and you got to be wondering, what kind of company is this pizza maker bringing to the table once we get to Italy?
Yeah, I think it's probably going to be a little more herbs and spices than maybe we're used to around here.
Not as much meat on the pizza. More natural, organic pizza, bringing a lot more nature and natural-born pizza elements into the recipe.
Yeah, maybe some oils, a lot of oiliness. And if you try to use too much oil, your pizza cart might slip and tip over, and you just have, oh no, instant kill. And because this is a very fatal game, you can die. You can easily die in this game. Don't think this is not a kid's game. This is a very mature game. Let's see. What other way? Yeah, you lose before you die.
I think a burnt pizza is also going to be a loss.
Plus, so if you die or burn your pizza,
it's a worldwide delicacy. My biggest question here would be, what kind of control scheme would this come out to be? So you're racing, but you also have to cook a pizza and avoid potential death while managing the temperature and a cooking length. And if they're traveling, I mean, I don't know if the scope of traveling from Chicago to New York cooking pizzas would, I think that would burn the pizza for sure. Yeah, I definitely think maybe it'd be a little more local races. So you'd be traveling through maybe different tracks, as it may be called. Sure, so like little Mario Kart-like levels on your cooking pizza and serving up. Now, can you sabotage the other person's pizza because you're racing? Does it actually matter who crosses the line first, or is this pizza, is it all about the pizza? Maybe it's a little bit of both. Maybe the customer on the other end has to do a taste testing and give a little bit of an opinion on who's is better, as well as the time of the race. You could have some kind of forgiveness or some kind of penalty. Like if you took too long to cross the finish line, or your pizza cart just took way too long to finish, then that might subtract from your overall tastiness score. And this judge, I think this is a big part of the game, because this is how you win. The judge, they're going to be judging on flavor, on appropriateness, the local, meets local standards. What other kind of elements make up a winning pizza? Whatever they order is going to be, use those ingredients. So, I mean, if it's a pepperoni pizza, it definitely needs to have some pepperonis on there. As well as herbs that they may be wanted, or amount of oils and that kind of thing. This game suddenly has endless potential, but unfortunately we've run out of time today. So, I mean, we can wrap this up. What's the name of this game going to be? I don't want to just call it Pizza the Game. As tempting as Pizza the Game is, I think. And now that I say that, I think it has quite some charm to it. So, Pizza the Game, coming to, I don't know, a local racetrack near you.